Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a place for spiritual people who want to grow, learn, and succeed in life and in business. I'll be talking to successful spiritual entrepreneurs, authors, and thought leaders to understand what creates a meaningful and soul-aligned life. So come on in, lightworkers, this is your time to shine. Hello, and welcome to episode 45 of the Spiritual Success Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about what I have learned from going through the process of hiring a team. This is an episode I would have dreamed of making years ago, and I have been doing this for 3 years. I've just passed my 3-year anniversary, so it's definitely not something that happened quickly. But now I can proudly say that I have 2 team members. So Liz Roberta Spiritual Coaching is no longer just me. I am a tripod with support, which is incredible. It's something I have been manifesting, dreaming of, writing in my journal, and just wishing for, basically. And if you followed me for a while and you follow me on Instagram at I Am Liz Roberta, then you will have probably seen me talking about how I needed help with my DMs, how there were just too many, and how I couldn't wait to be able to hire someone to help me. And that is exactly what's happened. So I now have someone who works on my DMs Monday to Friday, and I also have an assistant as well who's helping me. And I'm actually recording this episode just before I have my kickoff call with my assistant. So it really got me thinking about what I needed to prepare, how I manifested my staff, and what I really needed to change within myself in order to really be ready to bring staff into the business. Because it's not just about money, there's so much more to it than that. On an organizational level, in terms of clarity and your direction in your business, and just really knowing how you're going to manage them and how you're going to give them the best information possible in order for them to do an amazing job while they're working in your business. So I thought I'd talk about this today. And I know a lot of people listening will be thinking, okay, I'm nowhere near ready for this. I literally remember when I used to listen to podcasts and they would have an episode basically the same as this. They'd be talking about growing a team, building a team. And I was like, this just isn't relevant to me. Like, I'm so jealous. I'd love to have a team. I'm nowhere near that yet. And if that's you and you're listening to this, then just know that it will be you. If you have a spiritual business and you're growing and you have that dream to have a team one day, to have support, then it will be you. And it's really important to know this information now, because it's stuff that you can start getting ready for when you do. And it's how you can actually manifest bringing people into your business. So even if you don't feel like you're at the stage right now where you're ready to hire team members, then this episode is going to give you what you need in order to manifest being able to have team members in the very near future. So the first thing I want to talk about is the biggest thing of all which came up for me during this process, which is trust. So this is one of the things that we need to prepare within ourselves before we can actually bring people into our business, especially if you've been working as a solopreneur in your spiritual business for a few months or years. As I said, for me, it's been 3 years. And I count my 3 years as the day I started my website and my blog, which was October 2018. But I actually started the Instagram account in May 2018. But I do count it as October because that's when I really got focused and I was like, right, I'm going to start a blog. I'm going to get a book deal. I'm going to actually make something of this. It wasn't just an Instagram account where I was posting inspirational quotes. So actually, it has been longer than 3 years if you want to count the Instagram account. So I've had to prepare a lot within myself to be ready to bring people in to this baby, this business, this container that I have been nurturing and growing for over 3 years. You get very, very attached to it. I've put a hell of a lot of hours and energy into growing it. And I know everything that's going on. I know what's happened in the past. I know where everything's stored and what's coming up over the next year. But by hiring someone who doesn't know that, it's really made me have to evaluate, okay, I need to get things in order here, and I actually have to open things up to bring someone else in, which is kind of scary because you have to relinquish some control. If you watch Friends, you'll know that line when Monica says that she doesn't want to relinquish control and she says it's just a fancy word for lose. And that's kind of what it feels like, to be honest. Like, you're so used to doing things your way, you know you can do it well. And that feeling does kind of come up that no one's going to be able to do it as well as me. And that's definitely true if you're never going to give anyone the chance to even try. Of course, it's going to take people some time to learn. But really what your job is as a spiritual entrepreneur is to focus on the areas that you are the most skilled in, where you feel there's the most purpose for you, where you know you can make the biggest impact. And if that's not DMing people back, if that's not doing the admin tasks, if that's not copywriting or whatever other tasks you want to outsource, then actually you're much better off outsourcing those tasks so that you can focus on the parts of your spiritual business where you're really going to make impact, where you're really going to reach people. And actually, when you do that by putting more time and energy into those areas where you are the most skilled and where you can have the biggest impact, then actually your business is going to grow exponentially because you're going to reach more people and you're going to have more impact. But I want to go back to this point of trust, which I mentioned, because you do have to get over this hurdle within yourself that, okay, someone's going to be able to do this as well as me, if not better. And there's a tip that you may have heard before that you should hire people who are better than you. And this is a tip that I've read in multiple books and heard on multiple podcasts where people say the best thing they ever did in their business was hiring people who were more skilled than they were at certain things, whether it's an accountant because you absolutely don't know anything about accounting or finance or someone to do your website, whatever it may be. Hiring someone who's better than you just amplifies everything in your business. It makes everything quicker and easier because you're saving all of that time while you're getting an expert to work on it. So they're actually going to do the job better than you ever could. And I made a big point in my business that the people who I wanted to employ had to be very organized. This isn't something I quizzed them on or asked them about, but it's just a sense that I got. So do they spell things correctly? Because I can't have people talking to people from my business in my DMs or an email. And I'm an author. So if people don't think that I can write well or spell properly, then that's not a good fit for me. May not be important to other people, but as I said, I'm an author, so that is important for my brand personally. Another thing was how timely were they? So for example, when I interviewed my assistant, she was on the call 5 minutes early, and immediately I was like, tick, she was already there. I joined 3 minutes early, and again, this wasn't a test, but it was just little things I noticed where I was like, okay, these people are really organized. I'm very, very organized. So if I was to be working with someone who wasn't, it just would not be a great fit and it would end up being very frustrating for me. And I know this from when I worked in companies before, and I would always be known as, you know, super organized and whatever. And if I was working with people who weren't, I just found it really challenging and frustrated and ultimately made my life a lot harder. So being organized is something I really, really value, especially my employees. So that was something I was looking out for. And just knowing that my staff have that quality already, like I know that already, allows me to trust them completely because I already have pre-qualified them. And that's why the hiring process is so important, that you really are discerning. And that might mean interviewing multiple people. And I'll go into how you can attract the right people in just a moment. But once you have pre-qualified them and once you have found amazing staff, it becomes a lot easier to trust them. So that's my first tip when it comes to trust. And then my second tip is also to make sure that all of your ducks are in a row. And that as well will help you to trust them because everything's clearly laid out. So what I mean by this is making sure that your Google Drive or wherever you store documents is already organized. Everything is in a logical place. Everything is appropriately named and it's just clear and logical enough that anyone could go into that folder and find something. For example, if it's to do with a course, they go on the folder courses. Then within that, there's a folder with the name of each course and they could just easily find what they need to find. Same with emails. Make sure you have all of your email folders perfectly organized so that someone else could go in and easily find what they need to find. Now, again, this isn't something I struggle with anyway, but I do know that this is something which other people do struggle with. And if that's you, then this is a great tip to get ready for employing someone. And this is part of the manifestation process as well, just making sure that you actually are ready to bring someone in. That means being practically ready, having everything organized, having everything in a shared location, like I said, like Google Drive, having all of your emails organized and sorted into folders. So that once you've hired the right people, you've got everything organized, it is really easy to trust other people to come into your business because you're setting them up for success. You're not making it hard for people to come in and do well because you're hiring amazing people who you really like and you really vibe with, and you're already organized in your business so they can come in and do their great work while being totally unhindered. You may also find that some trust issues come up, that you're not going to make a return on your investment. And this is another big internal thing which needs to be resolved and worked through and recognized within yourself before you invest in hiring people. Because if you don't believe that you're going to get some kind of return on that investment, then that is just a symptom of you not believing in yourself and your brand. And this is obviously a huge problem because that is going to manifest as fact. So if you do feel like, oh, I'm not really ready to hire people, but actually you have got quite a bit of cash in the bank and actually you are growing, then this could be a sign that there's something within you that doesn't totally trust yourself. And like when you invest in anything, whether it's a coach or a course, there's so much power in that. There is genuinely so much power in investing in yourself and your spiritual business. And the same is true for employees. So it's like you're investing in a coach, or it's like you're investing in a course or a qualification or anything else that is going to amplify you in the future. That's the same when you're paying for people to do work in your business, and you need to see it like that. And if you don't see it like that, if you're not sure that you're going to get a return on your investment, then one of two things is happening. You either don't trust the person enough, in which case maybe they're not the right fit and you need to keep looking until you find people who are going to be a great fit. Or secondly, it's that you don't trust yourself and you don't trust your brand and you don't trust that if other people are going to take some hours of work away from you so that you have that time free, that you're actually going to be able to make that money back. In which case, it's a confidence and faith issue in yourself. And then you may need to look at, okay, where am I out of alignment? Where is this low self-esteem? And how can I build my confidence? Is it a practical issue where I'm not practically sure I'm going to make this money back in terms of my routes to making income? Or is it a mindset issue? And is it an energetic issue? Is there something in my solar plexus? Is there something in my mindset? What is going on in my energy field that is blocking me and making me lack faith and confidence in myself and my potential to do really well? So trust is a huge piece when it comes to finding employees and hiring a team. This is something I really had to overcome within myself. So this is the biggest thing, I think, finding the right people and trusting in yourself that the investment will be worth it because you are going to expand and you're going to make that investment worthwhile with the time that you gain from hiring people to take tasks off you. The next tip I want to talk about is investing in the people that you'd hire as your future self. So this is going into the next topic, which is all about manifesting and attracting the right team members for you. And this is so important because if you really treasure your brand and your business, then of course you want to hire amazing people. And once you have kind of conquered this trust piece that I was talking about, then you're going to want to bring in amazing people. Once you're ready to bring people in, you want to hire the best people possible for you and people who are going to be a great fit for your brand, who are going to represent your brand really well to other people. So you want to invest in people that you would invest in as your future self. So for example, I get contacted all the time by people wanting me to hire them in my DMs, as I'm sure loads of you listening do as well. Just kind of random cold DMs from virtual assistants or marketing agencies and things like that. And they do have very different prices. And of course, it can be tempting to look at the low prices and think, oh, great, I want to save money. But is that the right attitude to have? As the future version of you, would you be trying to scrimp and save on everything possible? And would you be paying for lower quality work to be done in your business? It's like that old saying, if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. And this is another thing I had to overcome. I would look at people who were the cheapest, people in other countries who were charging super, super low prices. And it seems tempting. You're like, oh, I can get loads of hours work for a really cheap price, but English isn't their native language. You don't know what the reviews are. It just seems a little bit kind of iffy, perhaps, with some people that you may find. And the money is tempting, like I said, but if you're the future version of you, if you think of yourself as the version of you who has a certain amount of success that you want to achieve, would you make that investing decision, or would you hire someone who's a little bit more pricey, but who really is amazing, has great reviews, has all of the things which you really value in an employee? So this is another mindset hurdle I had to overcome, was not going for the cheapest person, but going for the people I would hire as my future self. Which of course comes back to trust, but this is a piece of manifesting the results that you want to have. If you're making decisions and acting as the future version of you who already has everything that you want, then you are magnetizing that to you. You are shifting timelines. You're stepping into your future self. When you're being your future self, you will attract everything that your future self has. So remember that when you're thinking of hiring people, don't hire people because it seems like the cheapest option. That is what the version of you now might do. But what would the future version of you who already has all of the success that you want, what would they do? Who would they hire? This may require you to take a little leap of faith, take a jump, spend more money than you feel comfortable with. But being at that edge is so powerful. And again, you're committing to that investment because you trust yourself to get a return on that investment. And you're trusting your employee to be worth that higher salary because you value them and you value their input and their skill and what they can do for you and your business. So invest in the people that you would invest in as your future self. And when it comes to the people that you want to attract into your business, this is, of course, a manifesting task. So as soon as I really got intentional that, okay, I need to bring in help here, I'm swamped. I can't do all of these DMs. It's draining me. I set the intention with the universe, okay, I need to attract the right person to work on my DMs, and I need to attract the right assistant. And then I would notice the messages I got, those cold DMs that I mentioned earlier from assistants, and I'd notice them and I'd be a bit more interested. I would browse their profile, browse their reviews. And I started to find that the people who were reaching out to me really seemed to be a great fit. I don't know if it's just because I had switched that on switch on in my mind where I was really looking for someone, like really looking to invest in someone rather than just having that, you know, vague idea that maybe one day I'd like to hire someone. Once I was really like, okay, I am actually hiring someone now, I started to notice that the universe was bringing me better prospects for employees. And one way to get really clear on the type of people you want to attract is, of course, journaling, writing down the qualities you want them to have. Do you want them to be in the same time zone as you? That wasn't super important to me because I have my working hours as 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. UK typically. And I actually hired both of my team members from the US. So one's in Florida and one's in Arizona. So that wasn't super important to me, but I know that other people do really value having staff who are in the same time zone as them. So that's one thing to think about. Like I said before, being organized was really important to me and having good English so that they can represent my brand as an author. They were two things which are really important to me. And to be honest, they were the most important things. I just wanted people who were hardworking, organized, and could represent my brand well. And that was all I personally really cared about. But for you, that may be something else. And some things that I did find as well, which didn't align with my values, were I would find some great assistants, for example, but then I'd look on their profile and they hunted animals. And I was like, absolutely not. I cannot vibe with that at all. People who kill animals for fun, like absolutely not. So then that wrote them off, even if they'd been recommended to me by someone else. Like I'm thinking of one person who recommended a great assistant. And I was like, oh, fab. I looked at them and I was like, no, I can't have someone who hunts in my business. And then I was also looking at other people who were of certain religions, and I just didn't feel like they'd necessarily be happy. I mean, I didn't know, I didn't ask them, so maybe that's not fair. But I thought, I really want to have people who are focused on spirituality specifically, just so I know I'm not making them feel uncomfortable by promoting things that maybe aren't in line with their religion, for example, tarot and things like that. So I thought it would just be easier to have people who are really focused on spirituality already, so they're not going to have any ideological issues or clashes with the kind of work that I do. So they were things that came up, which I didn't necessarily plan for. Like, I didn't think, okay, I need to have someone who doesn't hunt, and I need someone who only focuses on spirituality so that doesn't clash with any of their religious beliefs. Like, they weren't things that I thought of until I actually was in the process of trying to find someone. And then I realized that actually they were quite important. So as a manifesting exercise, do journal and make a list of what your ideal assistant or OBM, online business manager, or whatever member of staff you'd like to hire, what qualities you want them to have or maybe not have. And putting that intention out into the universe is going to help you to attract the right people for you. For example, as I said, both of my team members, they are focused entirely on spirituality. So they both specifically work with spiritual entrepreneurs. They don't work with anyone else, which is a great fit for me. They love spirituality. They totally get what I'm about. They get the things I'm teaching about. They already have that knowledge and that foundation, which in a practical sense just makes it a bit easier as well, because you don't have to spend that time explaining things that maybe someone who wasn't into spirituality wouldn't understand. So do make a list of what you really value in employees, what you want them to be interested in, and any other qualities that you think is really going to be an asset to your business and who you think you're going to work well with. Another thing that I noticed as well is that onboarding employees does take time. And I kind of knew this already, which is one reason why I delayed it and probably hired people later than I should have, because I knew that the initial process of finding someone and interviewing people and onboarding was going to take time out of my schedule. And I was kind of in a catch 22. And I remember talking to one of my clients, Corey. She was an old client. She's done phenomenally well, just completely taking the world by storm with her tarot and Reiki business. And she was my client in 2020. And we were messaging just a few weeks ago saying how we both need assistance, but we don't have time to find assistance. We need an assistant to help us find an assistant. And that is what it feels like. You're like, right, I need to hire someone, but I need someone to help me hire someone because I don't have time to do interviews and to do the onboarding and bring them into the business. So that is one thing just to bear in mind, definitely not to put you off. But it's like that initial investment of time that you have to make in order to save time. So it does take a little bit of time and focus when you are bringing people into your business with, like I said, finding someone, interviewing, and creating a pack. So I'm going to be creating an onboarding brand pack, a pack all about Lizabeth Spiritual Coaching, what it's about, the mission, what we offer, the courses, all of the upcoming launches, so that I can give that to my employees and any future employees, which is a great exercise to do just for yourself. Same as organizing everything and creating this pack, it really helps you to get clarity on your own business, where you're going, the direction of it, all the things that you're offering now and in the future. It forces you to put dates on things. Like, I just literally this morning sent one of my members of staff, Anicia, I sent her a list of everything I've got coming up, because she asked me, she was like, okay, what's coming up? And I said, and I had to put dates on things where in my head I'd been like, yeah, okay, that's happening in December. I was like, right, I have to actually put a date here because it's not just about me. So it forces you to get a lot more structured, a lot more specific and precise. It really helps you to get clarity in your own business, which is a great thing that comes from bringing people into your business. But making some kind of onboarding pack or brand pack, making sure your emails and folders are organized, really does benefit you. And it's that initial investment of time, again, which can be kind of hard to reconcile with. And this is why we get trapped in being a solopreneur, because we think, I can do it best. I can do it all myself. I haven't got time to hire someone else. I haven't got time to organize everything. But we just need to take that leap so that ultimately we save time. And in that process, we gain more clarity for ourselves as well. And obviously, we'll save time. Eventually, you can hire an OBM, an online business manager. And often part of their role is that they will manage your employees for you. They can interview people for you. They're usually a much higher investment as a team member. So this is why I haven't got one quite yet, but I definitely am manifesting getting an OBM. They're someone I would love to hire. Maybe once I've got a few more assistants as well, but I'm definitely manifesting hiring an OBM. They're usually someone who is an expert in business, systems, operations. And like I said, they'll manage your team for you and interview people for you. But until you get to that level, it is up to you to do that onboarding process and to create that pack which you can give people. It does give you clarity. It allows you to spot any gaps in your business. It forces you to organize, okay, when is this happening? Where is this going? What launches have I got coming up? And also, what do I need help with? So one of the things that I did when I interviewed my assistant was for the week beforehand, I was thinking, okay, what jobs can I outsource here? I always feel busy, but what can I realistically give to someone else? For example, I can't give someone the task of doing an Instagram live. I have to do that. I can't give someone the task of recording a podcast episode. I have to do that. But what things don't I have to do personally? And I wrote on my whiteboard a list, and I would add to that list whenever I thought of something. So for example, I'm just looking at it now and I put podcast outreach. So reaching out to people, asking if I can go on their podcast to promote my book launch, managing my Facebook group, adding subtitles, podcast transcripts, making Instagram story slides for each of my blog posts, which is something I have been wanting to do for ages. And I just haven't got around to it because I've got 112 blogs. So it's just one of those like repetitive tasks, which isn't a great use of my time as a CEO. Like that's not the kind of thing you should be doing. If you are the founder and creator of your company, that's the exact type of admin task you should be outsourcing. Podcast editing, emailing, DMs, those are the kind of things which you could outsource. Calendar management isn't something I personally need help with because I use Calendly, which is an incredible tool. So whenever anyone wants to book in something with me, I send them the link and puts it in my diary. Calendly is an amazing tool for that, but assistants can also help you with scheduling and organizing things like that as well. And what I've learned about hiring a team is that it takes a big leap of faith. It takes a lot of trust in yourself. It's scary to spend money on things that you could do yourself, but you're buying time because you trust yourself to be able to make a return on that investment. You trust yourself to be able to create magic within that spare time that you now have. You trust yourself to grow and to do amazing things in the world. And another thing as well is that we've actually outsourced our cleaning. So I'm not talking about it here because this is a joint thing that I'm paying for with my husband. It's a personal thing, but I've never had a cleaner in my entire life. Like we were really poor growing up, so we definitely didn't have a cleaner. And I always saw it as like this bougie extra thing. And I thought people who had cleaners were like really rich. So even though I hate cleaning and even though it would take me half a day kind of every 2 weeks to do a proper clean of the house and I hated every minute of it, I have only just got to the point where I'm actually ready to spend money on a cleaner. And as I said, this is a joint thing that I'm paying for with my husband because we decided, okay, we both absolutely hate cleaning, like we need to get a cleaner. But that was a third investment I've made in a person recently, and she also starts this week. So there's three people who I'm paying now to do things for me, which is terrifying, but I'm buying the time. All of these people are giving me time. They're giving me mental space, which of course, for my kind of intuitive work, I need that mental space for ideas and words and creations to drop in so that I can serve people in a spiritual way. But it's scary. It is really scary. And it's meant to be scary. It's a leap. It's growth. It's expansion. It's you trusting in yourself and committing to your next level by putting money down. Same as any investment. If you really believe in your future and you really believe in your potential for your business to grow big, then you need to put skin in the game. You need to put money down and you'll need to expand your team. Of course, it's not the right time for everyone. And as I said at the beginning, it may not be the right time for you. But do consider it everything I've said today, because when you are really ready to turn your light on and say, okay, universe, I am ready to bring in the right people now, you'll be better equipped when that time comes with everything that you know in this episode. You'll already be organized. You'll be mentally prepared to let people into your space. You'll be ready for the launches coming up, and you'll have a brand pack ready to give to your employees so that they know as well. They know your plan and direction for the future. They can go into your online space of your business. Everything's organized. Everything's where it needs to be. And you have absolutely no need to micromanage them, because you pre-qualified them and you trust them. And then within your own time, you'll be ready to work on the things that really light you up and which are really going to make an impact in your life and in your spiritual business. So I hope this episode helps you. I have got so many exciting things coming up on the podcast and also just in the Zebrata spiritual coaching in general. I've recorded some phenomenal podcast episodes for the rest of this year. And on a personal note, I have decided that in January, I'm giving up my house and going traveling. So from January 2022, I will no longer have a house. I will be living out of a suitcase. I've already booked my first apartment in LA. I'll be there from Jan to March. So I'll be living in LA for the first part of the year. And then I'm not sure where I'll be going next. I'll be in England in May and June. I'll just get an Airbnb here because I've got a few weddings and Hindu and Glastonbury Festival and things like that. And then on somewhere else, maybe Costa Rica, Bali. I've got my book coming out. I've got multiple courses coming out. It's going to be a very exciting year next year. So definitely do stay tuned. I'll be announcing everything one by one on my Instagram account at I Am Liz Roberta. So I hope you have an absolutely fabulous rest of the day. I hope this episode has given you some food for thought and has helped to inspire you and show that you absolutely can expand. Even if you're just dreaming of one day having a spiritual business, then this could be you in 3 years' time. You could start your Instagram page and you could grow to the point where you're ready to hire your first employees. If you have that dream, then that desire is within you for a reason. So pay attention to it. I'll see you next time, sending you so much love, and I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you for listening to this episode, and please remember to subscribe to this podcast. I'm sure that like me, you would love for more people to know this information. So if you leave a review and send me a screenshot of it on Instagram, which is at I Am Liz Roberta, you'll get a $50 voucher code to use on one of my online course launches. This won't be around forever, so go and leave a review now, and I'll see you next time.